WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, after 2 weeks of seeing the state's rate of transmission of COVID-19 above 1, the important health metric is back down below 1 today at 0.98. Despite the progress, Governor Murphy says people need to remain vigilant.
No one should look at that and think it means that coronavirus is no longer with us, or that you could go ahead and leave your mask at home or join a big crowd waiting to get into a bar with your friends.
Murphy says we got to this number thanks to increased enforcement of bad actors, decreasing the number of people allowed to gather indoors from 100 to 25 people, and people redoubling their efforts with social distancing and mask wearing. Rutgers College football, not likely, at least for the 2020 season. Anonymous sources tell the Detroit Free Press the Big Ten is expected to announce Tuesday it's either canceling or postponing the fall season after a 12-2 vote of its presidents. Conferences and schools have spent months trying to figure out how to hold a safe season amid COVID-19. While Governor Murphy and President Trump have been surprisingly simpatico for most of the COVID-19 pandemic thus far, Murphy not on board with the slew of executive orders that reinstated jobless benefits as part of an aid package but cut them from $600 to $400 a week. Murphy wants the original amount restored and for Congress to resume negotiating. You must be at least 14 years old to drive an all-terrain vehicle in New Jersey, but a study in clinical pediatrics finds nearly half of head and neck injuries captured over 25 years across the U.S. have been in kids under the age of 12. Dr. Chris Chitana, pediatric head and neck surgeon at Ohio's nationwide children's hospital, says if you're going to drive an ATV, always wear a helmet and don't have any passengers.
When a passenger is riding on the ATV, it can sometimes affect the balance and have an increased risk of the ATV potentially rolling over or a passenger being ejected.
He says driving an ATV requires strength, coordination, good judgment, and quick decision-making skills that a child under 16 most likely does not possess. A Howell resident pleads guilty to threatening to physically harm members of the Lakewood Jewish community in Facebook messages. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office tells NJ.com 43-year-old Anthony Lodespoto admitted to sending threatening Facebook messages in March, saying he was going to go to Lakewood to assault people with a baseball bat. Do not believe the pictures you've been seeing. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the reopening of some of his state's schools has gone well, despite what those pictures of overcrowded hallways that have been widely circulated on social media would suggest. At that particular school, 6 students and 3 staffers tested positive for COVID-19. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Heat advisories continuing into the evening. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:10. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The weather looks like it's going to be plenty warm and humid as we go through the next couple of days. As we head through the rest of the day, it stays warm, humid. Heat advisories are out for parts of northeast Jersey through the evening hours. Temperatures 88 north, mid-90s south, maybe a pop-up storm. Tonight, an early storm, lows in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Tuesday, maybe a pop-up storm, otherwise just hot and humid, highs in the upper 80s to mid-90s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Mark Thibodeau.
New Jersey weather made possible by Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach Water Park in Seaside Heights. Get outside and play the safe way at Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach Water Park in Seaside Heights. Now open every day with rides, slides, games, golf, go-karts, yummy food, and more. Casino Pier and Breakwater Beach Water Park, where safety is at the center of family fun. Atlantic City, 83 degrees. Lakewood, 86. Rahway, 92. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.